Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm your host, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have John Wayne on with us, and we've got a pretty damning tape. We hope it comes out over the air, but we'll repeat it just in case it doesn't. And when you run a show like this, interference from the powers that be is always a distinct possibility. I ran into this the other day, not once, but twice. But we're going to hope for the best. And I will tell you, I hope you play this beginning of this for everyone you know. If there's any doubt, anyone supports Biden, after you hear this evidence, there'll be no support. We'll join John in just a minute, but first we need to let you know that I believe your days of buying food are coming to an end. You will be rationed because of the war in Ukraine. Now we had General Minahan come out today, a four-star general, and say we're going to war with China, and we're building a marine base on Guam. Listen, they rationed food in this country in World War I, World War II. The government will grab it. They'll give you what's left over. Do you want to take that chance? I don't think you do. So my Patriot Supply still has specials, still has the same quality, 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality food, great sales, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Go to preparewithdave.com while you still can. Preparewithdave.com. And also, if you need food, you need the water. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is also on sale. Waterwithdave.com is where you go. They also publish their research. They're number one in the field. And when the grid goes down, and it will go down, mark my words, you will have to scavenge for water. Now, that won't be too hard to do, but how do you know you can drink it? You don't, unless you got the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, number one in the industry. Go to waterwithdave.com for a tremendous savings. So that's the food, foodwithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. And finally, one last thing. If we're going to suffer, let's suffer in comfort. I have all of Mike Lindell's products. I think we have them all. My wife says we do. They're great. They really are. And for our audience, that's you. People listening here, Mike Lindell is offering us a special of a minimum of 50% off, in some cases 75, 80% off. All you got to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges. That puts you on the site, and Hodges is the coupon code word. So you'll get that special, and you'll see the whole catalog when you log on. mypillow.com/Hodges, and the coupon code is Hodges to get those great savings. Well, John Wayne is no stranger to our show. He's got a great radio show that airs on Saturday night, and we're going to let him tell you all about it. But he's at the forefront of uncovering a lot of information, and we have a doozy ahead of us. We really do. I can't wait till he plays this. John, welcome to the show. And I'll tell you, if anyone still supports Biden and listens to this show, they need their flipping head examined.
Well, I mean, if anybody supports anything or any further out from here forward, they are complicit in treason, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Because of what's taking place.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, it is extremely interesting, and I maybe we'll just let it run back to back a couple of times, maybe three times. That way, you know, the message is there, and it's undeniable, irrefutable of what is being stated and talked about.
Yeah, John, I want to point one thing out, too. Not only does this tape implicate the Biden crime family, but it also implicates Barack and Michelle Obama.
It sure does. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
we're all ears here. Let me turn up the speaker width here. We don't have to do this very often. We've got a good internal system that self-regulates, but we don't want to miss anything here. Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, right. Okay, well, folks, buckle up. Here we go.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. Look, I don't think they're going to get off my ass about these documents. I know that there's at least, I want to say, five more places that I can remember that they are. Listen, use the red cell phone, call up Barack and Michelle, tell them Operation Crash and Burn is a go. Do this immediately, please. All right, I love you, pal. Bye. Hey, pal, it's Dad. Look, I don't think they're going to get off my ass about these documents. I know that there's at least, I want to say, five more places that I can remember that they are. Listen, use the red cell phone, call up
Wow. Hey. Wow.
I don't think this leaves very much to the imagination. Oh, my goodness.
Not really.
Gracious here. This was... I'm stunned. I know this crap is happening, but I'm stunned that this evidence was obtained. Do we know how this leaked?
No, that's the interesting thing. I don't think anybody does. And it almost makes me wonder if it might not have been some kind of a white hat NSA agent sitting somewhere monitoring some kind of, you know, traffic. And, oh, my God.
It very well could be, John. But let me give you an alternative. And it's something that I've said on a previous show. You know, when I stopped believing that Biden really had the documents, I believe he kept some of the Ukraine documents, but I don't think he had them everywhere. I think a lot of these documents were planted by people that want him out inside the Democratic Party, namely Nancy Pelosi, because this clears the way for her nephew, Gavin Newsom, to get the nomination if Joe is out. And I hear that they're going to get Kamala Harris out on her conduct as Alameda District Attorney when she turned a blind eye to child trafficking and blocked freedom of information media inquiries into this, illegally, by the way. That's public record. I've covered this before. So I think they're clearing the house, and I just can't believe Biden took boxes and stuck them next to his bed. That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
Okay?
It really doesn't.
I think that this tape was leaked by the same people who may have planted the boxes, or at least what I suspect planted the boxes.
Very well may and could have been. You know, I mean, that's a good synopsis, or a good, you know, observation, I guess, would be my words. You know, I would imagine, I mean, I haven't heard anything more else come out about this. I haven't heard anybody else speaking about this anywhere. And I had a friend turn me on to it, and I was like, oh, my. Well, I think this is important. So I played it and aired it on my broadcast last night a few different times. And, you know, it just goes to show that this situation here in the United States and its lack of leadership, I mean, what the federal government in Washington, D.C. is doing is making – it makes the mob – from, you know, the mafia, it makes them look extremely tame.
Well, why do you think they say the Biden and crime family? I think it's a good euphemism.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You know, and it gets back to the things and reasons for why such things are stated. You know what I mean? And I've got another audio bit here, and I think it's imperative to play it, because where I want to go with and what I want to say tonight is, folks, these people will not stop at literally starting World War III to save their own skin or to save their own hide.
I agree with that.
And that's exactly what's taken place because of, you know, if Biden, Obama, anybody else, whoever, had no business going on in Ukraine whatsoever, we'd turn a blind eye. We wouldn't give one damn one way or the other. But since we're so involved over there, and did you see the video of the documents or the biological material that was recovered from a cemetery that was buried or just like to cover up maybe the military whatever?
This is another one I'm a little suspicious of. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm saying this could be effective Russian propaganda. Yeah, go ahead and tell the audience. They're probably not familiar with talking about those documents that were found in a cemetery.
So I don't know exactly what was stated within the documents or anything, but it was basically biological material or effects thereof from a bioweapons lab there in Ukraine. And it was in a cemetery where, there's a heck of a lot of fresh graves, and I can imagine why. I mean, there's a war going on there. But within one of these graves, they break it open, and then there's all these plastic bags filled with documents and God only knows what else. You know, some of it's actually redacted or blocked out, so you can't see exactly what it is that's in the bags. So, or that's the from what I've seen. I don't know if there's another video that shows it unredacted, but this is why this is why the United States is going to war with Ukraine via proxy. Going to war with Russia via proxy Ukraine.
I don't believe it's going to be proxy for long, because here's what they're doing. Send us your tanks. Oh, we need more. Send us your F-16s. Soon it'll be send your tactical nukes. Then it'll be, we've run out of men. Send your boys and girls.
That's right.
That's coming. And absolutely I've been telling right. America for weeks, do not honor any draft that comes along. You know, I don't know about you. I'm not sending any kid of mine to fight and die for this Ukraine corruption.
You're right. Absolutely not. You know, and that was one of the things I had here in the lineup of all that, what I've got up here I'm showing you. You know, don't know. Look what happened in Iraq. Look what happened in Afghanistan. You know, how many lives, how many generations were wiped out? Not only on the American side, but I mean all factions. You know, war is only there for the profiteers, okay? And the profiteers, well, what do? Well, they play both sides of the war. A while ago, I was reviewing some images of PC Wagner men, and I saw where one of them was wearing mechanics gloves. You know, the like the trademark mechanics gloves, and you know, got impact, you know, so you make sure you don't bust your knuckles or whatever the case may be. Well, that's an American company. So, I mean, look, I mean, companies play both sides of any kind of a war that starts up. That's not, you know, new news, you know. But the thing is to what effect? You know, all these tanks that they're sending over there, that does not mean one darn thing to the Russians. That is minuscule compared to what the Russians have in reserve and or not in reserve, but what's rolling off the assembly line every day.
Well, the Russians have been using crap. I mean, they've used secondary troops. They've used secondary equipment. Now the real stuff is coming. Ukraine has had 75% casualties in its front lines. This is why they're going to come after our kids. You're exactly right what you're saying. Ukraine is losing the war. The mainstream media has been lying about it, and our politicians.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, you know, and I'll tell you, our Freedom's Lips, Freedom_Slips Twitter page, I'm going to tell you, there's so much stuff there that you are not going to see in the mainstream media. And all this stuff that's reported for what it is that's taking place and going on, you know, interestingly enough, a snippet of, guess who, Vladimir Zelensky, you know, doing a stand-up comedy routine. And he's basically talking about, you know, getting little tanks and putting little men in them and sending them to the front lines. Now, this looks like it's got to be in the 90s, I would say.
Now, you know, we don't have visual here because this is an audio.
Right. I could play the audio clip here if you want. I mean, that's up to you.
Did they give an English translation? Because I only saw the English underscore lyrics.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's in, you know, that Eastern language, Eastern Bloc language. But the thing is you can understand what he's speaking and what he's saying by, you know, tanks. And it's real quick. I mean, it's only 23 seconds.
Go ahead,
so here, let's see what happens.
Ahead. And we can translate it if we need to.
Украине нужны танки. Нужны танки и солдатики.
Атлантики.
И танки тоже очень нужны. Мы будем брать этих солдатиков, засовывать танки, они будут ехать продать.
Атлантики.
Танки тоже будут ехать продать, а те будут продать.
Yeah, send you know, get these little tanks, put little men in them, send them to the front. And the other guy actor there says something to the effect of, well, why would we do something like that? Well, we'll just send everybody to the front. So it's, you know, it's a big show to a degree. And we see what happened in 2014, the Maidan overthrow, right? And the replacement government that was put in place by the CIA. You know, this all happened and began due to a color revolution. These are facts. You know, and to see where the United States government and or the federal side of the United States government wants to send absolutely every single piece of scrap material to Ukraine for whatever reason is illegal. I haven't heard Congress say one darn thing at all about making this any form of legitimate. None of this. So, I mean, we're in a pretty precarious position, folks, if these people will literally sell the country down the river and sell this out to foreign national powers, and not only that, but take us into World War III to save their own hide. Look, it's time people stand up and start speaking truth to power the way me and Dave have been doing for at least the past 10, 11, 12 years.
I have a confession to make. I've been writing since 04, and I started my radio show in 2007. So I was actually had this up. We're going on 16 years this summer. And sometimes I just feel like I haven't made a dent. I mean, the Republican Party is now controlled. Rona McDaniel's a Romney. She's a rhino. She has sabotaged three elections in a row. She withdraws funding. She spends all the money on the donors to the party that are rhinos. I mean, and you have FTX and Communist China donating to McCarthy and to McConnell. So you've got the three heads of the Republican Party destroying the party for the average person. They contribute to PACs, political action campaigns, that sabotage America First candidates. They only want elitist rhinos to win, or they'd rather have a Democrat. That's who they serve. So when you say we live in crazy times, we have no political recourse right now. That doesn't mean we give up, but we have to start adapting, and then we need to find other ways to be active outside the political realm. Charlie Kirk, are you listening? He wants to keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. How many elections have to be stolen before we realize the next one's going to be stolen too?
Well, like I said, and I'm going to continue to say, you know, I mean, our elections have been stolen for probably the better part of the past 30-some years.
Not to this level, and, though. Not to this level.
Not to this level, no. But, I mean, they had to come out in the open, right, because of the times. I mean, we're in the information age. And everything that they do, they can't keep it hidden or secret or quiet no more. I mean, look at Davos. You know, remember when Bilderberg back in 2010 was like, well, that doesn't happen. There's no such thing. Yes, it does. And people started really, you know, going to these, you know, enclave meetings and standing outside in the droves. That drew attention to these people. You know, it's just amazing to see everything for what it is. And for those that can't see any of it at all, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say other than, you know, you better pay attention, especially to stuff like what we're saying and talking about right now, because our not only your children's children's children, but, I mean, our country's future is literally on the line. I mean, we're not even, you know, talking about the southern border or our pending war with China yet. I mean, of which they say they want to have happen, and they are going to make happen. You know, I was reading tonight, Dave, before we come on, and I want to just kind of go through some of these headlines because it gets back to kind of some of the last stuff we were talking about, you know, war. Rumors of war. Experts warn that Israel is preparing to go to war with Iran this summer.
Yeah. Well, now, before you jump into that, let me give you some validation.
Yeah.
You know, Doug Thorpe, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, has been sending me stuff all day long and yesterday. There are massive explosions inside of Iran. And so some people think this is Mossad aiding the Iranian people who are persecuted by their mullahs and that they are participating in, shall we say, regime change, Antifa-type activities?
You know, I've got a good question. I mean, I just want to see what you think. I mean, would it be possible for any CIA to be operating in Iran?
Yeah, of course, in these of course. Modern the Mossad days? And the CIA work together all the time.
Right, okay, so, you know, yeah, and I've been hearing the same thing. You're right, massive explosions taking place. Is it breaking Iranian defense facilities under a drone attack? And there's images here, was it, and audio, I'm assuming, if we played it. It says, Iran was attacked by drones at night, and there was a series of explosions. I mean, this looks like a hellscape, is what it looks like. I mean, I know people can't see it. We're doing radio. But my God, you know, I mean, World War III is going on. It's irrefutable now. You know, we can't sit back and say, oh, no, it ain't World War III. Not yet. It's been going on. I'd say, you know, if it officially started in 2001, in my opinion, it got the ball rolling. 9/11 did. And now we find ourselves where we're at.
I agree.
Where we've got complicit, illegal government taking place in illegal, illicit activities in foreign countries. And not only that, but benefiting off the money. I mean, it's...
I know.
Like I said, it makes the mob look tame.
Well, that's why we use phrases like the Biden crime family.
That's right. You know, I mean, what was it? Did you hear this? The Pelosi Act?
Yeah, I did. like that's going to go anywhere.
All right, but still, I mean, the Pelosi Act. I mean, we're gonna name it the Pelosi Act because we don't want people to do insider trading in Congress anymore. So we're going to call it the Pelosi Act. Well, okay, that's just interesting. Clown world, I guess, if you would, you know. Nonetheless, everything going on doesn't look good. And everything that's taking place further forward with, you know, other stuff, that, you know, the shot, you know, that was given to everybody. Or to those that ran out to take it.
The clot shot, uh-huh.
You know, a survey of embalmers reveal massive increase in white blood clots since COVID vaccine rollout. And, I mean, there's proof, there's video of it, you know. And the thing is it cannot be hidden, it cannot be kept in quiet, it cannot be sequestered no longer. These people have crossed the Rubicon, attacked humanity, and shall now be tried as in Nuremberg 2.0. Was it? So what was this here? The British? Oh, that's right, yeah. The British Army spied on lockdown critics over there in the United Kingdom, you know, formerly known as England. And let's see here. Death soared to 26% above pre-pandemic levels, the data shows. You know, Dave, I'm going to tell you, I was just kind of been paying attention to the local obituaries, if you would. And the number of amount of people dying and the ranges of age for which of are dying. And this is one funeral home out of the entire United States. It's just unreal. I can't believe it. You know, it's like 19 people in a month. When it used to be maybe, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6. You know, back in the day, let's say, you know, when things were somewhat normal. You know, 2000, 2001, 2002. Somewhere around there. We're under attack. It's irrefutable to say. And they're continuing to destabilize every form of aspect of civilization for which they can. I don't know where all this is going to go. Am I concerned? Downright, I'm concerned. I am outright concerned, yes.
Yeah, well, let me add one more piece to your misery. General Menahan, a 4-star general, came out today and said, I think we're going to fight China by 2025. It's regrettable but true. It ain't going to be 2025. It's going to be much sooner. And also, we found out today that the Marines are building a base on Guam. And Guam would be like, would be like Pearl Harbor to the Pacific in World War II.
Right. I didn't know about the projects that are going on in Guam, but I was aware of this general and his statements actually beforehand, before it was officially released. I covered it on my broadcast last night, where it was, you know, it was already in the sphere. It just hadn't been officially said yet. And now that it's been officially said, well, so what? I guess we're going to war with China now, too, huh? I mean,
it's like the sucker punch.
What the?
We're watching Russia, watching Ukraine. It's China that's going to sucker punch us.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely. You know, and I mean, not only to even speak of that, how many foreign nationals are even in the country from said, you know, country there, China?
Well, I got this from Border Patrol. You know, I have 2 Border Patrol sources that I've had for years. The number one country that they're catching people from now at the border, China.
Hmm. Imagine that. I know they're very extremely active down in, Nicaragua. What is that gap down there? They call it
Darien Gap, yeah.
That's it, the Darien Gap, mm-hmm. Right. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening, and there's a lot of stuff that's not being reported on, or nobody's keeping an eye on it all the time, or is just not quite able to unless they have contacts or, you know, just reading different news or, you know, doing their own research. And, you know, destabilization is coming across the entire planet. It's happening right now. I mean, South America, I mean, look at Mexico. I mean, you got Chile. I mean, everywhere, everybody's standing up and rising up. And one thing that I think is a major cause to this is the, what do you want to call it? The magnetic drift, and not only that, but the reduction of the magnetic protection that the Earth has, and this is causing people to go mad. If nobody's ever heard of it before, check it out. You need to listen to just listen to the audiobook on YouTube. It's called The Adam and Eve Story by Chan Thomas. It really explains a lot of the things that are going on now, Dave.
Yeah, it truly does. Tell us more about this Adam and Eve story. I know we're drifting a little bit here, but I think it's important because I just saw something on YouTube. It got my attention, and I'm going to have to track down the book. But the CIA allegedly knows the end of the world because of a massive pole shift that's coming, and it's preceded by the shift in magnetic ley lines. Is this what you're referring to?
Absolutely, 110%, yes. You know, I've interviewed some extremely interesting people. Douglas Vogt would be one from the Diehold Foundation, and he covers this in depth, most definitely. And what's taking place is, yeah, you're right, that's what is happening. There's going to be a massive cataclysm that happens, and they happen on a regular basis. People, you may not believe this. You're going to sit back and, you know, roll your eyes and, you know, whatever. But the thing is, it's irrefutable as well, because there are things called mega sequences. And this is where the entire strata on the strata layer, or the, you know, the dirt and sediment levels, so on and so forth, are completely and totally, utterly rearranged. You know, the magnetic shields of the planet are down. And ultraviolet rays, different forms of, radiation are coming in, and eventually the planet, you know, gets to the point where it does, it states in scripture, the planet will wobble to and fro like a drunkard. Well, that's what it's doing right now. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's interesting to see where the sun rises and sits. It just seems off. And Dave, you know, let's just go down the rabbit hole a bit further. Have you seen these videos of two suns in the sky?
I have. I don't know what to make of them, though. Do you give it credibility?
I'm going to sit back and bow about it. Yes, I do. And one of the things that I look in reference to is the Hopi prophecies of the Blue Kachina and the Red Kachina. And last year, astronomers discovered the biggest comet that has ever been recorded as seen with having a coma, as far out as it was, and it was an absolutely brilliant, dazzling blue Kachina. What comes after that? The Red Kachina. And what is the Red Kachina? Well, it's also called the Destroyer. It has all kinds of different names, right? And it literally rearranges the planet. And I think that's one of the things that's, you know, perturbing the magnetic fields of Earth. And now they're saying the core has stopped rotating. Have you seen that?
Yeah, and that gives the Earth two different speeds of rotation. And my understanding, and this is something I've known about for some time now, this part I believe, the inner core and the outer core rotate at different speeds. And it's happened before. And if you recall, the woolly mammoth that was found in 1988 in Siberia with undigested tropical vegetation in its stomach, which means whatever transported that woolly mammoth to that hostile Arctic environment happened in less than 20 minutes because of the contents found in the stomach. And that's the inner core that can move like roller skates. So you look on a map and people can see where South America and Africa one time were joined. Well, a lot of people say, well, it takes millions and millions and millions of years for them to separate. It can, and that happens naturally. But when we enter a volatile period like what we appear to be going into now with the possibility of pole shifts and secondary crust rotating at a fast speed, that could have happened very quickly.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure you're aware of it, the Rickach structure over there. Called the Eye of the Sahara, and anybody who hasn't seen it or isn't aware of it, look it up. It's really interesting. It's been said that even maybe the Grand Canyon was caused from this, but what do you want to call it? A plasmatic ejection from the core of the Earth. as this celestial body goes to pass by, it sends an arc of energy, a plasmatic energy charge. Like basically, I'll think of it as a massive spark of static electricity, if you would, on that level. You know, between two planets, Earth and whatever this is, it's going to pass by us.
Do you think this explains why the globalists at the World Economic Forum have such a panic to get things going?
Absolutely.
I do too.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, and to see it, to be aware of it, to have been reporting on all of this stuff for a long time, and now to see it as vibrant as it is, wow, man. I mean, we live in amazing times. I mean, see, the times are scary, yes. I will agree with that. The times are scary. But guess what? These are times that, nobody else has lived in. And it says in Scripture, there will be no time like it before, and there will never be a time like it since. And guess what? You're living it. You're seeing it, right? So that just goes to speak volumes for its own right for where we are, and to be aware of everything to what we are aware of. And it goes to back to saying, have past civilizations got to the point where, we have, or where we are now, and if not, further. Yeah, absolutely. But what happens? A massive cataclysm happens and absolutely resets everything back to day one, some people are fortunate enough to live through it.
Or unfortunate enough. Yeah, the survivors, in this is what the fifth world, according to the Hopis, some people think it's six. The legends all over the planet contain this. And I do think it explains a lot of what's going on. What I don't understand is I know that nuclear weapons distort magnetic ley lines. Why the globalists seemingly want to enhance this effect by forcing Putin to discharge nuclear weapons, which could bring this on much sooner. Oh my gosh, hold on. I think I might have just answered my own question. John, it's been my belief for a long time, and you know this, I believe in Genesis 6, and I believe some of the DNA from the fallen angels survives. They mated with Earth women. And maybe this is Satan's plan to destroy the planet, and this is why they're trying to hasten it up.
Absolutely, the serpent seed. It's been said that even some of the injections were to contain snake venom. I've heard that too. But if you think about what snake venom does, it coagulates the blood. You have the serpent seed, like you said, mated with Earth women. And there are these offshoots. I'll tell you, something's doing this broadcasting for the past, 12 years. I've come across some absolutely amazing things just because of people I've ran across or befriended or, come to know. And one of them sent me a video one night, and I was like, okay, what is it? Let's just check it out. It was an Instagram video, and it showed this person. The camera was like in a, what would it be, like a night vision type setting, right? So you could, it was dark, and this person goes, look, we're real. Looks over the camera with his eye, and in real time, as it does, like as if a shark or a reptile, or what do you want to call it, has that second layer of membrane that covers the eye, comes and flips across, and he goes, we're real. Video ends. I haven't been able to find it. I do know I saw it. And, they walk amongst us.
You're sounding like David Icke here.
Well, they do. They really do. They walk amongst us, And it's even to the effect, some people say, they can sit somewhere. Let's say with a bunch of people around or, purported to be people. And somebody, you sit there and, within your own mind and you say, or look at, people that are just sitting there, all quiet. Can you hear me can you hear me, speaking through, telepathy? So people have said, there's a couple people that look up and like, and acknowledge, look up like, yeah, we heard you. So, yeah, man, there's things that, like, and I say 2023 is going to be the year of disclosure, I believe.
For UFOs?
UFOs? I think so, absolutely. There was an image that was just declassified here not too long ago, and I want to think it was during the second Iraq war there in the 2000s, that showed a metallic orb over Mosul, Iraq. I'll find it and I'll send it to you. See, they can't cover any of this up anymore. And they're going to have to start coming out saying, well, yeah, I guess that's the truth, isn't it? You know, and as I believe they reside on the bottom of the ocean bed, the floor of the ocean. It is one of the safest places to be on the planet, to be honest with you. At the absolute floor of the ocean, you're protected from any kind of cosmic strike of, you know, of asteroids and meteorites and such. But also, you know, it's a great place to hide. The ocean is like barely even explored. You know, that and space are the last two great frontiers. You know, and to see this happening, you know, and one of the big things is a lot of this started to happen when the nuclear age came about, because among, like you said, the rifts of time and the different manipulations of the magnetic fields. But when we started taking nukes underwater in submarines, things started to become a lot more apparent. They're like, why are you bringing these down here to us? You know? So I was going to find that picture here of that. But I mean, I don't know where you want to go, Dave.
But listen, I think this speaks to the urgency of what's going on. I don't know if a pole shift is imminent. I will tell you, interestingly enough, let's go back 10, 11 years. Over that period, I had some foreign exchange students, Sweden, Germany, and Russia. And all three of these students told me that their professors were telling them that one day they'll have to migrate to Africa because of the changing pole shift and so forth. So, listen, this is not a Dave and John concoction here. This is something that a lot of people have talked about, but it's suppressed in the mainstream media. But you know what? I've kind of had an epiphany here, and I'm going to have to settle in and think about this. But I actually think that we're looking at the, shall we say, a pole shift, earth changes, not climate change, earth changes that will bring about cataclysm on this planet, and the other side's trying to hasten it.
Absolutely. You know, at almost at any cost. You know, I mean, one of the main proponents of this quote-unquote climate change is SO2. And what is SO2? Well, that's the ejected gases from volcanic activity. And currently, there are like 85 or some odd, I mean, maybe even more now. I haven't looked recently or lately. Volcanoes either erupting or unstable or showing signs of activity. So, you know, there have been mass extinctions happen just because of that alone, right? You know, because the air is no longer breathable because of all the volcanic activity. So we're in it, and we're living to see it, and we're going to be able to report about it back to God, right? That's why we're here. We're here to witness this. We're here to witness all of what's taking place right now. You know, and for what it's worth, my goodness, what a show.
Let's go back to the beginning now, because I think we can tie together some of these loose ends that seem to be unrelated, but the documents to get Biden out. I want you to comment on this, and believe me, it's something that I started thinking about what makes the most sense yesterday. We know Kamala will not be allowed to become the president when Biden's 25th Amendment out. So it would be Kevin McCarthy.
Thank God.
And Kevin McCarthy is pretending to be a populist. And I want to use the words pretending. FTX recipient, communist Chinese ally, has a relationship with Pelosi that was not hostile like it should have been during their time together in the Congress. He's one of them. And I think he's playing a game right now, trying to convince America, hey, I'm the guy, I'll be the guy that turns things around. You're so lucky to have me in the White House now, blah, 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 blah. I'm really a Republican, when in truth he's a Mitt Romney-style rhino. And here's what I think is coming. I think what we're going to see is he will be the presumptive candidate, because he'll be the sitting president, for 2024. This will accomplish the Democratic goal of neutering Donald Trump. It also will block the candidacy of DeSantis, should he have wanted to run. He won't be able to run. And we'll have a total rhino in the White House.
Well, either that or something absolutely massive happens and there's never another election in the United States ever again.
Doug and I have, Doug Thornton and I have talked about this too. Mass casualty event with specifically targeted politicians, but made to look like a mass casualty event that's terrorist oriented. But that really wasn't the goal. That was the cover. And designed to bring on Barack Obama as an appointed temporary military governor in his third term.
Yep. You know, and that's
something that we've talked about on previous shows, and I think that there's some credence to that, because, you know, he lives right near the White House. He's maintained a presence with Susan Rice in the White House.
Valerie Jarrett.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, and then, I mean, like I said, I want to state it again. There's this shadowy firm called West Executive. Has 29 advisors to the White House. So if you want to feel a little jumpy and do some research into that, West Executive. So people need to be aware of all of these things. And it's hard because, look, everybody I understand has to do the 9-to-5. Look, this is our 9-to-5, Dave, right? Everybody else goes out, you know, pushes the button on the machine or files the piece of paper or whatever the case may be. They don't have the time, I guess, to sit back and be aware and or knowledgeable enough about a lot of the things we discuss. But they can't play ignorant or can't be discerned to be ignorant, you know, because ignorance is not an excuse, right? Because therefore, if you're ignorant to something or if you just kind of just turn a blind eye, oh, it'll be fine, things will be, you know, what they're going to be. Well, that's why we've got what we've got right now. It's because, well, it's just been let to go. It's been just been, you know, let free, you know, unreined. You know, unimaginable spending. And it's not on stuff that you even know about. Right?
Well, the Pentagon has failed its last five audits. They have 60% of their budget unaccounted for. Why people aren't being court-martialed and indicted, I have no idea.
Well, I scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It sounds like the good old boy, you know, club, right? Everybody that's, you know, in the club is, you know, okay, and we'll take care of each other, but everybody else, well, you guess what? You're not getting on the ark. You're not getting on the ship. You're going to be left here while whatever happens on the earth happens, and these people are going to flee into space. People think I'm joking right now, I imagine, but hey, that's fine. Go ahead and laugh, because I think that's what the plan is, Dave. I think that's where a lot of this money's went. Is to off-world inhabitation, and not only that, exploration, and, you know, star fleets. You know, think of Gary McKenna, you know, and the classified documents that come up saying, well, look, we've got non-terrestrial officers. Well, what does non-terrestrial officer mean? Well, that means an officer from off-Earth. You know, all this has come to a head. People can, and like I said, they can either sit back and just ignore it and just go with the ways, or, you know, pay attention and try to make an effect and or change. You know, does that be the change you want to be? So, I don't know. One thing I do know for sure is we're in extremely precarious positions. The United States is losing friends quickly, especially since this COVID-19 shot thing came out.
We don't have a United States. We have a uniparty that goes to the motions.
Right. You know, what was it? There's like three or four, I mean, maybe even more than that, like states that are basically what you could consider seceding from the Union. Have you heard of this, Dave?
I know about California because Paul Preston, the leader of the New California Movement, is a friend of mine. I do know San Bernardino County is trying to withdraw from the state of California. But what else are you looking at? Are you looking at Eastern Washington? Is that what you're talking about?
I can't remember exactly where. I mean, I don't want to be just speaking it just into thin air, but I've heard that their several states are full-on challenging the federal aspect of the government. And they're saying, hey, man, we're not going to do anything you say to do.
Well, the Oklahoma sheriffs came out on Friday and said,
I think that's
they said they're not going to enforce the pistol brace rule from the ATF, which is totally illegal.
Right. Well, good. You know, I mean, there should be absolutely no restrictions on firearms. That's the only reason our country's still, you know, somewhat not taken over, and you know, people in, you know, in gas chambers and FEMA camps, and you know, being hauled on the rail cars, and you name it. That's where they wanted to take it. I mean, look what they did in China and how far they went with that until they couldn't go any further.
They're trying to do it through medical martial law. This is something Celeste Solomon and I have talked a lot about. Former FEMA official. They have these EFS regulations, 8 through 14. They can confine you for virtually nothing. A sneeze, a cough. You're potentially infected, and they can put you away for indeterminate amount of time. Arizona has this written into their state statutes for their emergency plan. The governor is a total dictator in this case, and they can forcibly inject you with a vaccine. Now, the Supreme Court said they can't. But right now, I don't think anyone's following any edicts that run contrary to leftist views.
Right. You know, I mean, this is all very valid. It's very true. And the thing is, we cannot allow things to get to that point. You know, and I mean, we're almost there right now. I mean, just a few steps. You know, it just depends on what happens in the near future. You know, 2024 is it's going to be an interesting year, which is just a year away, right? I mean, the years are just flying by. It's unbelievable. You know, but their main goal, what was it? It was 2021, Agenda 21, right? Well, now it's Agenda 30. They didn't meet their quota, I guess, in 21, so.
Well, they were moving too.
Hopefully.
They're moving too slowly, and I think tonight's show, we may have pointed out a possible reason why that's true. I also think that what we're looking at here in America, Colorado has a law that's going to the Supreme Court, and basically it says if you make multiple posts about anybody, even if you don't threaten them, you violate stalking and you go to prison. There's a guy right now in Colorado who sent critical post messages to someone in the music industry over his work, and he didn't threaten him, and he's in prison now for 4.5 years. It's his case. It's going before the Supreme Court. So they're trying to criminalize free speech. They're trying to take your guns with a pistol brace, no cash bail. And I'll tell you what Doug and I think, too, that when the rising up comes, and believe me, I'm a nonviolent person, but I don't see that the public has any alternative. And when people start losing everything, they'll lose it. And when that comes, we both think that the prisoners will be released from prison and will be the, shall we say, subjugating police force deputized by the Democrats in Washington.
I always figured they'd gas them in their cells.
Well, that used to be the policy. I interviewed a long time ago a lady who was the first San Quentin female prison guard, and she said their training said that was exactly what they were going to do if there was a total breakdown of law and order, and they didn't want to have to guard these people. But now the thinking is just let them all out. Doesn't that kind of fit in with what is going on in society today? How many times do we hear someone murder someone and they're out already because they already murdered somebody?
Well, I mean, not only that, but I mean, it's already taking place down there in Mexico, what you exactly said. You know, the cartels are freeing the prisoners. You know, hey, come be with us.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take care of it. It's, yeah.
My goodness. No, I hear you, John. We have a lot of nexus points right now, and I don't know if we can fully connect
I wanted to state that, you know, before we got off and finished this broadcast, but, you know, HARPA, or DARPA-H, you know, the health agency that's going to help move transhumanism into the future, I guess, or us, our species, into transhumanism into the future. But another one of them things I wanted to state a while ago when we were talking about how, well, you know, how are they doing this medical control, this, you know, medical tyranny? Well, that's part of it. It's going to be a massive part of it, and AI, artificial intelligence.
And how do you see that unfolding?
Well, it's interesting where I come across where they're using the tablet. Remember the tablet in the hospitals to take pictures of people's faces? And on the tablet itself, it said CARE, C-A-R-E, dot A-I. So I looked in the company, and yes, you couldn't think of anything more draconian than what they're doing.
What is that?
You know? So basically, they're going to use... So they're going to use... Well, facial recognition technology, but it's also to the point where it's AI connected, and they can tell, well, if a person's going to die within 10 years or, you know, 25 years.
How do they do that?
Whatever the case
may be. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. There's some extremely interesting technology. I don't know exactly how all this works, but I know that it's being put into the motion for it to be, you know, put into be control grid type things, right? You know, it's all biometrics, and, you know, it gets back to what they're doing, toying with the human genome, with whatever this shot is they're, you know, killing people with. I mean, look, they're trying to figure something out. Their only way to do it was to scare the hell out of everybody and get everybody to take it and just see what happened.
Hmm.
You know, but it's all tied together with AI, artificial intelligence, I believe, and... You know, and eventually it'll get to the point where the machine will decide who lives, who dies. And one more thing is just how you know that the euthanasia program that's taking place in Canada made, you know, assisted suicide or euthanasia. Folks, I mean, come on, look where we're at. I'm screaming it. We're screaming it from the mountaintop, Dave.
I know. I've had Alex Shattenberg on my class, and my show, and we have gone over what's going on in Canada, also Washington and Oregon. They're equally scary. But in terms of what's going on here, there's a real death cult that's underway right now. And I think a lot of it is just satanic.
It really is.
I think they serve Satan, and I have told people, even though all your political avenues are shut off, that you should, you know, prayerfully consider confessing Jesus and getting on bended knee, and God will take care of his own, and he can work miracles that we can't, because right now there is no political solution to what we're going through. The global elite control everything. They control the military, they control entertainment, they control the media, they control both political parties, they control it all. They control the schools. I could go on and on. You get the idea. What they don't control is God.
And our own minds.
Well, they say human beings are hackable. Another topic for another time. But there was a Duke professor at the WEF gave a presentation, said, we have the AI that can read who you're thinking about, because thoughts are data, and we can pull that off. And she said you can be thoroughly monitored now in the workplace or in your private life. So
I can prove such technology.
It does. No, she showed it at the WF presentation. It's recorded. I reported on this, believe on TV, on our TV service at the commonsenseshow.tv. We reported on that. John, we got just over a minute left. Tell people how they can follow your good work. We asked more questions than we gave answers, and I'm sorry, people, but that's kind of where we're at. But tell people how they can follow you.
Yeah, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomslips.org or freedomslips.net, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. Folks, we're in Defense Condition 1, and I will be your host there at that date and time, and I'm John Wayne.
Yeah, and it's a great
every Saturday.
It's a great show. I've had the privilege of being on it. He often brings on people too, and they do these roundtables that are fantastic. I'm involved in a really good roundtable Tuesday mornings with John Moore on Republic, and terrific.
Well, I've always wanted to talk to John. I'd be absolutely amazing.
I can set that up. I'm good friends with John. I know John pretty well, and I've known him for a long time. He does a great job, as do you, and we really have a lot of good people working It's just unfortunate that most of our people, about 10% of the country, is actively opposing what's going on, and the rest are painfully asleep, and that's why we ask you to share these broadcasts. And John, on that note, my friend, we must bid adieu, but I want to thank everyone for joining us, and our guest has been John Wayne. Make sure you check out his show. It's terrific, and we'll see you all back here next time. God bless.
Godspeed.